Hello. In this lockdown period, I've been able to sort of assess a lot of things, obviously because we have nothing but time, but it's given me the opportunity to sort of like look at areas in my life and assess the energy that I'm putting into these areas versus the value that I'm getting out of them.
Fashion is taking a back seat during this COVID pandemic. So we wait for the shops to open, and I'm sure I'm going to enjoy some retail therapy once we're able to safely do that again. So yeah, that's essentially how COVID has affected my consumption patterns.
Hey guys, I'm Timothy Maurice. Welcome to the Brain and Brand Show. Just over a month after the first lockdown, shortly after the world was introduced to COVID-19, I asked my global network what they wanted more of and less of. You see, it had become crystal clear to me that my personal consumption patterns in those early days were evolving due to the pressures and restraints, doors opening, doors closing, the good, the bad, the sad. And so I needed to know, so I asked my global network. Well, that was nearly a year and a half ago, so enough time has passed to ask that question again. But this time, I'm asking you, wherever you are in the world. But to do so, I want you to listen to those in my network that answered weeks after the pandemic had hit. And I want you to listen for a very specific reason, because there was a unique pressure then. The pressures now have evolved. So much has changed since then. We've all been altered in some way. For many, this pandemic has been enthralling, uplifting, and giving you more time with your loved ones. And some haven't experienced much change at all. And yet, so many millions have had their lives turned upside down. I've personally experienced it all, from tragedy to bliss. As you listen to this episode, I want you to be aware of just how much the environment influences how we wrestle with our identity. Yes, you can ultimately carve much of your own path, but if when you were born, if everyone around you is speaking Russian, you will not magically speak your first word in Spanish. The environment will produce Russian in you. And this is where we are. The pandemic has produced a distinct language in all of us. Your brain has evolved new desires. So I ask again, what do you want more of and less of? Enjoy.
Hey Tim, so what I've been finding is that I really feel like I need to have little luxuries every day. It's the little piece of chocolate. It's a lot of snacks and chips. But then I'm also finding that there's cooking of foods that ordinarily wouldn't cook at home. I'm trying to make food that I would want to have when I'm out, having gourmet burgers or a really nice Mexican taco dish. Different things that I wouldn't ordinarily cook at home and would eat out. So trying to mix up the healthy with the luxuries and with the naughties.
Hey Timothy, I've realized that lockdown has made me come to terms with the fact that I was wasting a lot of money on entertainment and on drinks and on dinners and all kinds of things that I didn't need to do. And I know that sounds sort of glib, but the reality is these things can be done much more cheaply. We can do more at home. I think inevitably, because of what's going to happen with the economy, we will be forced to be doing more at home. And I think just rampant consumerism is going to take a massive knock. So there are a lot of brands that have existed as luxury brands and wealthy people's toys that will slowly start to fade away and become less and less important. In terms of their social cachet. And I don't think that's a bad thing at all. I'm actually quite optimistic about that.
From this lockdown, I've learned to be more appreciative of time, and that is not a given. 2 months ago, I could step outside of my house without worrying about whether I'll make it back home safely or if I would contract a virus that can potentially cut my life dramatically short. And so I've learned to not take time for granted, and to do the things I keep putting off. I've also learned to worry less. It's so hard not worrying during this difficult time. However, I've learned that worrying doesn't change anything.
So Tim, I've given it a thought. It looks like I have been consuming a lot more media. I have signed up for things such as Netflix, DSTV. Yeah, so less shopping and less spending unnecessary money.
So what I've realized I need more of during lockdown is actually personal services. I think oftentimes we underestimate the impact that we take psychologically. And I think from a well-being perspective, if I think about my typical routines, down days at the spa, or just something as simple as having your hair done or going for a manicure or a pedicure, as much as it's oftentimes seen as a little bit of a self-indulgence, I think those moments of just pausing and taking a step back is so important for your mental well-being. So as someone that's really busy, working mom and an executive, what I realized I need less of during lockdown, interestingly, is fast foods and restaurants.
Hi, Tim. So how have my consumption patterns changed since the start of COVID? Majority of my consumption is focused on, you know, what I have in my home. Groceries, of course, is the biggest change, I think, because, you know, it used to be about just keeping your staples at home and having basic things. I've never been too adventurous with cooking, but suddenly not being able to go out and eat is making you say, okay, I can't be just cooking the same things every day. And so you start buying different ingredients and trying out new recipes and trying to at least, you know, get a little bit of satisfaction. I guess food is something we really enjoy. I've always been a restaurant goer. So trying to replace that somewhat in the home. Other than that, of course, I think spending a little bit of extra money and focusing on communications and making sure we've got good communications in place. We run our office from the same property as our home, but all of our staff is now, of course, working remotely. So the cost of communication, making sure they are all set up, they all have internet so that we can work and, you know, deliver to clients, that's certainly something we're spending more money on now in this COVID situation. And then, of course, no longer going out and doing shopping. You know, fashion is taking a back seat during this COVID pandemic. So we wait for the shops to open, and I'm sure I'm going to enjoy some retail therapy once we're able to safely do that again.
This is an interesting topic. At the beginning of lockdown, social media went crazy. The news went crazy. Everything was about self-love, taking time out to rest, recuperating, bonding, spending time with the kids, being with family. And it was so overwhelming, and I felt completely stressed about the whole thing. It was get fit, get healthy, do 100 courses, don't miss out, don't delay, you're going to fall off the bandwagon if you miss any of this. And then I read a post on social media that said, be careful of the burnout you might attract during lockdown if you get consumed by all of this. And that really made me think. And even at the time, I thought, this is just, it's a load of nonsense, but there's a bit of truth in it. So how do we separate all of this? And for me, there's three big things that stand out. It's purpose, change, and living consciously. So what is my purpose in life? You know, how am I going to define that? Am I living it to its full potential? Have I realized it to change? What are the things about me that I've been wanting to change for forever? And now I have the time to really take a bit of time out and try and see what I'm going to change about myself. And then living consciously. There's a lot of things that I wouldn't say we take for granted, but there's a lot of things we don't have during this lockdown, which we've become to appreciate a lot more. You know, going out, spending time with our friends, having a glass of wine, you know, sharing that face-to-face conversation, interaction. And I think those are the things, not that we took it for granted, like I say, but that we're going to appreciate so much more. There's a lot of things I needed more of, and I can break it down into purpose change and living consciously, and that would be broken down further into food, body, and mind. So food, what do I need more of? Chocolate and wine, most definitely. For my body, I've realized that I want to do exercise, but do the exercises that work for me, things that I enjoy. So running out on the road is something I can't do right now, but I do jog around the house and I manage to clock 5Ks every now and then. I'm planking. A few weeks ago, I was at 1:15. Today, I reached 3:44. And then in the mind, you know, there's a lot of things we read in the news and on social media, and it can drive you insane. And so I've made the conscious decision that if anything looks or sounds fake, I'm not even going to go further than the first two lines. And to really just fill my mind with positive thoughts, good inspirational messages. And at this time of lockdown, to surround myself with people and conversations. And when I say surround myself with people, I mean the people I interact with on the phone. And have really deep, meaningful conversations that are positive and that almost take me to the next level of thinking.
Thanks so much for listening. The pandemic produced a love for tennis in me. I play 3 times a week. I owe this to the pandemic, and I simply can't get enough of it. I hope this episode has inspired you to think about your evolving more or less. Do leave a comment, rate the show. It means everything to the algorithm and how the show is promoted. Until next time.